have before. I'm very, very happy to see devotees not only from Sarajevo who came to this to visit these programs which we have. I want to especially greet Moksha Rupi and his wife Mandi Tangi, who came all this way from Slovenia. I heard only yesterday Mandi Tangi became without fever. I hope it doesn't return. Dobrodošli. Thank you. Yes, and I want to also especially greet my cooking team. It's actually my cooking trio now. Madhva Muni and Kishori, and they have a young daughter called Radha Kripa. And these are all devoted, and of course Sita and Venu Gopal and Dharma Setu, who came totally unexpected. I did not know that you would come. The other of you are from Sarajevo. And of all of you who came from Sarajevo, I want to greet especially Mustafa and Milita, whose tea has saved my life. Thank you, Mustafa. Really, every day I'm singing your name. Please go to Hari, bring the Mustafa tea. It really is a wonderful creation. During this time where we are, where I'm in Sarajevo, we will discuss some very interesting subjects, and I'm very excited and fascinated. I have a big bag of surprises for you. Please listen, and this time even watch very carefully what will happen. Today I have brought a guest who's still waiting outside when his time comes, who comes from Tibet, actually. Hare Krishna. Surprise. It was in Thailand.
Thailand.
In the year 1600. There was a golden Buddha. People would go in big masses and pray to the Buddha, and usually all their desires were fulfilled. Sick people were cured just by praying to this golden Buddha. There were people also who did not know how to write, but if they would give their pencil for one night in the hand of the golden Buddha, the next morning they were able to write.
Bilo je ljudi koji su bili nepismeni, ali samo davši olovku da jednu noć provede u ruci tu zlatnu bude, sljedeće jutro oni bi već pisali.
This was a Buddha of miracles.
Ovo je bio čudesni Buddha.
Then, I believe, in the 1600, the conquistadors came. That means the, how do we call them? Yes. And the monks, being afraid that these invaders would find the golden Buddha and then steal and defile it, were in a problem. They felt they needed to move the Buddha, but because he was solid gold, it was not possible. People would also find out and maybe tell the conquistadors. They thought for weeks and weeks how to protect the holy Buddha. And finally, one very intelligent monk had the idea, let us cover our Buddha with layers of clay. So that it looked like a mountain of dirt. After some time, the people forgot about the golden Buddha. In the 18th century, nobody knew where he was. There were some rumors about the golden Buddha that maybe he's in the northern area of Thailand. No, he was in the southern area of Thailand. The golden Buddha was forgotten. Everyone thought, well, they just started to slowly not think any longer of the golden Buddha. I know it's difficult to concentrate, but please try. It will be very important for you. So, finally, the year 1998 arrived. In the village where the golden Buddha stayed, now as a mountain of clay, they needed to build a new road. And one day, the village came to the old monk of that old temple and said, see, we need to make a road. Can we move the temple? We give you a better place with more land.
Možemo nekako da premistimo tvoj hram, da ćemo ti jedno bolje mjesto sa još više zemlje.
The old monk said, all right.
Stari monak je rekao, u redu.
But we have to move this clay Buddha.
Moramo da pomjerimo i ogledanog Budu.
The people came, about 30 of them, They thought it's very easy to move the clay Buddha, but as they tried, not 30 people could even lift him a little bit. They decided we need a crane. With you know this translation of power, this by the wheels. And they installed the crane in the evening and decided to move him next morning. In the morning, the old monk came to the clay Buddha. He thought, my lord, maybe you don't want to move from here. Is that the reason why you are so heavy? Maybe I did an offense by agreeing that we will get a bigger temple at a better location for you. Hare Krishna! Dobrodošli! Now please don't all look at our new guests and lose your concentration. Remain with me. We are in Bosnia. So then he somehow touched the foot of that clay Buddha to get his blessings. And there was earlier that day they had made one rope on the foot. All of a sudden something broke away from the clay. He looked. He brought a little lamp like this. He looked just very closely. There was a golden shimmer. He took down a little bit more of the clay. And more. And as he did it, he became more and more ecstatic. We found the golden Buddha. He is there. This is a story about all of you. At the moment, you are covered with clay. We cannot find you any longer. You are covered with Bosnian unconcentration. Material desires. The imperfectness of microphone stands and the lack of commitment which comes. But if we continue to uncover ourselves very carefully, very patiently, you will see something will happen. Actually, first you will only see a little of your original nature. What is that little thing you will see? You will see in your heart there will be a strong desire to serve Krishna. When it is your service to take care of the amplification, you will, for instance, be 1 hour there before to make sure the amplification works. Then more gold will come. You will want to have a loving relationship with Krishna. And finally, you are totally free from the glint. Then we can find you. That is the time where you want to actually give pleasure to Krishna. And then your pure identity will be very much visible. We are all golden Buddhas. In our original nature, we are totally spiritual. But we are now covered. And I have news for you. There is a possibility that we become covered again and again, even if we have become relatively pure. Therefore, the association of devotees and the commitment to the association of devotees is recommended, because that association is a constant process of uncovering. Sometimes it's difficult uncovering and bringing our true nature to the foreground. Here in Sarajevo, something wonderful is happening. It is devotees begin to understand how important they are for each other, spiritual advancement. When Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj wrote his four principles, how to build a strong community, one of the principles was something which I feel is happening in Sarajevo. He said, deal with everyone as if the quality of your and their spiritual life is dependent on the quality of the exchange. See, when we are together in community, really, one of the benefit is our real nature will show. I like to think nowadays of devotees as oranges. When you squeeze an orange, you know what's in there by the taste of the juice which comes out. There is no pretending. The orange juice will tell you what is the quality of the orange. And it comes out usually when it's squeezed. Squeeze! So when we are in association, there will be moments where we will be a little bit squeezed. I have heard this from Mandikini. So devotee association will bring out our true qualities. That's good. Because then when we know who we are, we also know where we may need to correct ourselves a little bit. But devotee association also helps to bring the best out of us. Because they remind us of the best things. In Sarajevo, I gave a little child a children's name. Not Sarajevo, Split, yeah. And after I had given this name and returned after 1 week, the parents said, "We have a problem now." Previously, we could say, "Luci, don't do this nonsense." But now we have to say Nandini. We can't say Nandini, don't do this. It's the name of Radharani. We can't scream so emotionally. This is our problem. We can't scream at our daughter any longer with this beautiful name. I said there's a very good problem. Devotee association brings the best out in us. We can't just behave in the way we would behave with normal people. It starts with using the word Prabhu at the end. Prabhu means master. You can't say, "Prabhu, come here!" You have to say it in a different way. Prabhu, would you like to come here? We learn actually in the association of devotees to become a little bit more thoughtful. And they focus our mind on what is most essential. Yes, devotee association sometimes rubs us a little bit. And it also squeezes us a little. But when we are a little bit spiritually minded, it always brings our mind back to the essential things. Today I would like to tell you a Krishna Leela from which we can learn what clay layers need to go from our souls to show our pure identity. The first is called Kultilya. It is a form of crookedness. Yeah, it means you pretend in the outside to be someone whom you are not in the inside. That's crooked. You have a mask on. A mask which seems to serve your purpose, but which is not your authentic personality.
Maska koja izgleda da služi za određenu svrhu, ali koja nije stvar vaše izvorno jastvo.
We have learned this, putting on a mask, from our childhood.
Mi smo naše djetinjstvo naučili da imamo te maske.
For instance, these two boys would like to do nothing better than just screaming around, running like little maimons all over the building. And laughing and laughing and laughing. But they fear to be like this. Because the mother will go like Budi doba. You sit in a lecture. Behave well. And out of fear to be severely censored and maybe not get any butter on the bread, they are now acting as if they are very fine gentlemen. Now this is a harmless example of putting on a mask. When you're grown up, you can't do this any longer. And you can never make spiritual advancement if you are totally ruled by fear. If I don't do this, I don't get the approval of the group, and I do not get a sandesh when sandesh are distributed.
Ja ne mogu sada da ovo radim zato što neće biti odobreno, neće biti dobiti podršku od grupe i neću dobiti sandeš kada bude vrijeme.
I see everyone of you has a yellow button today on. I'm surprised that you are so uniform.
Ja vidim da danas svi ovdje imate jedno žuto dugme. Iznenađen sam kako ste uniformisan.
On this yellow button there is a blue letter. Two desires.
Na tom žutom dugmetu se nalaze ispisane dvije želje.
Recognize me.
Prepoznaj me.
Love me.
Voli me.
I'm surprised every one of you has this button.
Iznenađen sam, svi vi imate to dugme.
It's very clearly visible.
Jako vidljivo.
Very often, this is the two desires which the conditioned soul has.
Jako često, to su dvije želje koje ima oslobodna duša.
But very often, we are prepared to do everything, even betray our own selves in order to get this desire fulfilled.
I tako često smo spremni čak da izdamo sami sebe kako bismo ispunili te dvije želje.
We behave in ways which even the best actor could never copy in order to get the approval and of others and forget Krishna.
I ponekad se ponašamo na takav način da nam čak najbolji glumac pozavi, ali da ponašamo se na takve načine kako bismo ispunili te želje i dobro poznavanje.
Authenticity is very necessary and Krishna sees who we really are. I would like to tell you a Krishna Leela in this connection, which is just very sweet and very wonderful. You know, Krishna was one day thinking, oh, if we just have the battle of Kurukshetra, everyone in the world will think my devotees were just so aggressive.
I Krishna je jednog dana razmišljao, ako bude se odvio taj rat na Kurukshetri, svi će razmišljati, pa moji bhakti da su oni su tako okrutni.
They wanted the land back.
Oni su želeli nazad neku zemlju.
And started this war.
I započeli su ovaj rat.
I do not wish that my devotees get this name.
Ne želim da moji bhakti imaju vašu reputaciju.
Because my quality is bhakta vatsala. I'm the friend of my devotees. So he said to Yudhisthira, Yudhisthira, let us make one last attempt to make peace with the Kauravas. In the past you said you would be satisfied to have enough. You just have five villages because you are Kshatriyas, that means rulers, and you need a little to rule to exist. Yudhishthira said yes. So let me go now to the enemy's camp, the Kauravas, and tell them that peace could be very easily made if they just give you your five villages. And in his mind, Krishna thought that the world will know that the Pandava side and I have done everything to try to get peace without a war. He said to Yudhishthira, send a letter to the Kauravas that I'm coming as your peace a missionary. When Duryodhana got the letter, he had a board meeting. All the important people of the Kaurava dynasty were there, including Karna. They said, what should we do? Krishna comes as the peace missionary of the Pandavas. And they talked. Finally, it was Karna's turn to speak. We must be very careful with this Krishna. He has a lot of influence. Most people think he's God. I know you don't think like this, and that's all right. You have your religious freedom. But this Vasudev, he called him, he has shown his magic powers. And we absolutely do not need that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he does some mystic power like showing a universal form or something. So our strategy should be that we receive this Vasudev so absolutely good that he will always remember this Kauravas are actually nice people. We should try to pull him on our side, and if that's not possible because he is attached so much to these rascal Pandavas, then at least he should leave Hastinapur with the impression, these are good cultured people, I should not do any magic against them. Very good, said Duryodhana. Very good advice. They prepared everything for Krishna's reception. When Krishna came in the hall of the Kauravas, all of them raised to their feet and said, welcome Vasudev. But you know, yesterday we made a feast for you. Why do you only come now? Krishna said, I was not hungry. Okay, Vasudev, we have given you a very good throne. And they gave him, my dear devotees, please hear this and don't doubt it. They gave him the golden throne for the king. But when Krishna looked at the throne, in his mind's eye, he's understood everything. These people were pretenders. Their politeness was not true politeness. The Kauravas wanted to kill the Pandavas. His devotees. How could he accept the golden throne? He said, the throne is covered with thorns. How can I sit on a thorny seat? And I'm just an missionary. A missionary. I should sit in a normal position. Let's talk about peace. The Pandavas want only 5 villages. Before I will tell you the reaction of Duryodhana, let us stop for a moment. Do we need fresh air, or is it we need for our concentration? Yes. Siamamayi, please save us by inviting oxygen. These Kauravas were crooked people. Outside was one face. Oh, Vasudev. We have cooked so nice for you. Sit on the king's seat. Inside was a total different motive. If you want to become a devotee, you have to be inside and outside the same. You don't need to be a first-class devotee. But don't be a showman or a showwoman. You can't impress Krishna with your show. Most probably you can't impress even an intelligent devotee. Doesn't matter if you are what you are. Krishna is satisfied with you. Jiva Goswami describes in Bhakti Sandarbha, if a devotee who is not yet a realized devotee is humble, it says, I'm trying so much, but I'm just not what I wish I would be. This humble estimation of himself will attract Krishna's milost. In the material world, we have learned to always be something which pleases the others. And we are afraid if I don't play this role very well, then others will not like me and do what is written on my heart button. In spiritual life, you can be what you are. On your way of becoming the golden Buddha. Yes, you need to have a goal. Purification. But then you can be who you are. Krishna will help you. If you are humble and don't play to be Mr. Super Advanced or Mrs. Super Advanced. If you are humble, that means fully convinced that you are not the body but an eternal soul. This is so important. It's a different paradigm. God comes not to the person who makes the biggest external show, he comes to the humble soul. What a wonderful lesson. Do you know when Duryodhana had arranged this super feast? That evening Krishna had gone to Vidura. And Vidura was so absolutely excited about Krishna's coming that he didn't notice that this grave cooking mistake of his wife. His wife in the hurry had Krishna is there. We must offer him something. She had, imagine this, put the banana peel on the plate and thrown the banana fruit away. And Krishna accepted this very humble and unattractive meal. Because what Krishna really wants is the love or the affection of his devotees. And this love and affection comes from a humble heart, not a showman's or a showwoman's heart. Let us go back to Duryodhana and learn our second lesson for this evening. Our second lesson will be that the very most important quality of a devotee to develop is Shraddha, or faith. Duryodhana said, okay, you say the war can be avoided, Vasudev. I just have to give 5 small villages to the Pandavas. This is nonsense. I am the king. If anyone would say, I'm a little prejudiced, or he would say Duryodhana is maybe a little hateful to the Pandavas, he just doesn't know how good and fair my heart is. This is, you know, when you confront someone with the truth, he just can't take it. So Vasudev, so finally Krishna, after a long argument, he said, so you want war? We need now to show some milos to Nityananda Kari. Cold water is good? Maybe some... No? Okay. After a long talk, he said to Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna's name, I have heard from reliable sources that you are a magician who bewilders people, and some fools worship you as God even. This war for Dharma, which I will fight, is too important to let a person like you free. We don't need magic on the battlefield. We need strength, courage, fighting for Dharma. Soldiers, capture this Vasudev. This is diplomatically impossible. You can't throw a missionary into the prison. Duryodhana broke the rules. Krishna decided to show a partial form of his, a partial manifestation of his universal form. Duryodhana just laughed. Just like I thought. When it's getting uncomfortable for you, you resort to some cheap circus magic. Capture him! So is it the foot on what hand should we start? It's not magic. It's a real cosmic or something form. Jordana looked. He said, okay. Okay. You can go now, Vasudev. He didn't have so faith. Krishna was right in front of him. The supreme personality of God, the Gospodin. But he was so faithless. Right in the eyes of the Lord, he was behaving impossibly. I'm thinking like this in relationship with deities. Do we believe that the Lord is before us? We see it. Like Duryodhana saw. I'm thinking like this in the relationship to the Holy Name. Do we believe that this is the mercy, most merciful form of Krishna? My dear devotees, Shraddha is so absolutely important for spiritual advancement. If you don't have Shraddha, you can stand before God, but act in contrary ways. This lack of faith or ashraddha clouds your eyes. So we need the Shraddha very much. And I will just say to our Maladesis, 5 minutes more. You were wonderful today.
Yeah.
5 minutes more. You can do it. No problem. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
See, there are two types of faith. One is ordinary faith. And one is spiritual faith. I would like to give you and it means faith in the statement of the Shastras. I see, when children are with their parents, they usually do what the parents tell them to do.
Vidite, recimo kada su djeca sa svojim roditeljima, one obično rade ono što im roditelji kažu.
But when they are grown up,
ali kada odrastu,
they tend to do what they think should be done.
Imaju tu tendenciju da rade ono što oni misle da se trebalo raditi.
Now let us put this into Krishna consciousness.
Ajde sad da stavimo u kontekst svjesnosti Krishna.
A child of devotee parents usually acts like a devotee. But then comes a time where he needs to move from this ordinary faith. This is faith in the parents, really. To faith in Krishna consciousness. Our movement has seen so many children not doing this transition. They followed Krishna consciousness because, yes, the parents said, and other children also did.
Slijedile su to zato što su vidjeli, pa da, roditelji to radi i druga djeca isto
tako. It's called Lokika Shastra. Shraddha. Lokika Shraddha.
To se zove Lokika Shraddha.
Yes. Faith in ordinary people.
Vjera u obični ljudi.
But we have many Krishna conscious children. One is here, our Mangala. They had to turn into, I have faith in Krishna because I have faith in Krishna.
A mi imamo i puno djeci koja su svjesna Krishna. Imamo ovdje primjer naše Mangale koja je napravila taj prijelaz. Ja imam vjeru u Krishna.
I remember it was hard work for Mangala to make this transition. She traveled to Germany many times to get help. Remember? I want to know, she said, if I am a devotee because of Krishna. Not just because my parents, you know, spoon-fed Krishna consciousness to me. And we all are extremely happy and impressed that she actually is a devotee of Krishna because she is a devotee of Krishna. Many of us are becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness because of the association of others. You know, imagine a normal person from Sarajevo coming by here and seeing all these interesting people. One has even golden earrings in his ears. The master of full concentration on philosophy. who would not love to be part of such an interesting variety group? Yes. Many of us have joined like that. Then we found out, oops, the devotees are not all perfect. Sometimes they even remind me of people I knew before. Sometimes. And then suddenly I have left. The problem is they did not go from ordinary faith, which is faith in people. To faith in Krishna. Yes, we want to build a community in Sarajevo and we are on the way. Everyone who knows Sarajevo knows that here are the most wonderful devotees who are working hard on deep devotional, deep Krishna conscious relationships. That's why the congregational preaching is so strong, because there are really relationships which are strong bonding relationships. It's unbreakable if the relationships are like so firm. But I really want to encourage all of you, because you all go in a glorious future, to also work on your relationship with Krishna. He's right before your eyes. He's as close as your tongue, Hare Krishna. Very close. The Quran says God is as close as this vein. We feel he is even closer. As close as the tongue, you know, the tongue goes very deep inside. Anyways, it's the same idea, really.
Yeah. It's a
different poetic expression, yes. So, I wish to you all the best in this endeavor to form your relationship with Krishna. You will see also that something will happen with your yellow button. You will no longer need to turn and look so often on this button. Love me, recognize me. You will actually feel that the Lord looks at you. And you will feel the love of the Lord. The embrace of the Lord. And you will be satisfied. So satisfied. That's a problem, because this button, you can never satisfy this button entirely. Only Krishna can satisfy, not human beings. Because we all look for Krishna. If we have not found him, we are very miserable. Prabhupada said, Krishna, I just read it this day, Krishna consciousness means to simply put Krishna in the heart. That's all. Then everything will be very easy, Prabhupada said. I promised 5 minutes, and 5 minutes are over. If you wish, you can also play a little. No need?
No, he must go to the bathroom.
Oh, good. Yes. First class. You have so many sadhus. He is also... Harris is already the best listener. And, yeah. Maybe not. Then I have to mention every child, otherwise I'm in trouble. It's all right. Dobro. So I would like to summarize my lecture. First for Dionysus. Summary for Dionysus. You are a golden Buddha. If you forget everything, remember this. We are pure spiritual souls, Dionysus. Only a little, the clay has to be removed. I brought this specially for you. Don't forget this, please. We are very have deep relationship. We can do this, but you please respect Dionysus fully. Second point is we do have to see that as we advance, we remove the coverings of clay. I have mentioned two, Kutilya, that is trying to be someone we are not. And Ashrada of faithlessness. We should replace these bad qualities with good qualities. Be humble and authentic. And the other is just develop in your faith from ordinary faith to faith in Krishna. then everything will be extremely easy. And you will need this, because now, my dear devotees, we have, this is, I was interviewed in this newspaper, Slobodan Dalmatia, and the question was, how would you describe our modern times? And I said, it's a time of choosing. We can either choose to go along with all this negativity, or we can decide to just go along with all these wonderful spiritual developments. For instance, in Sarajevo we have this wonderful mission to form a very good devotional community. And by Krishna's mercy, there is a very concrete project also. You know this, I do not know how you call it, but I know it as the ecological project. It's a project where all of us can participate, and how do you say, be who we are, work on our mission. Like Bhakta Besam told me in Zagreb, that he told the devotees, this is not my project, this is all of your projects. It's for you important that you realize this project, because you need to manifest your spiritual vision in your life. And this is also what I spoke today with our devotee board. This point they try to give to the devotees since many years. Everyone should find himself as he is in service. Someone is a medanga player. Someone can do very nice service in lecturing or giving seminars. Others are cooks. And here we have our two who will soon get up to distribute prasada. Your leg fell asleep, so be careful with getting up here. Milan. no need. So, I told the devotees today that what problems can happen if you are not yourself. It's actually a little funny. It's about the first International Olympiadic Games amongst the animals, and was the last one. The committee decided on four disciplines. Climbing a tree. You know, who was the fastest? Swimming. Running. And flying. So they started with the tree discipline. First was the maimon. He came so fast on the top of the tree, you have no idea. 10 seconds Whoops. Dobro. Then the next one was the eagle. The eagle saw the thing. I can be faster. And he reached the top. In 9 seconds. No, in 5 seconds. I'm sorry, I forgot. But the jury was totally disappointed. Climbing, flying comes later. Try again. This was flying. You should climb. What said the eagle? This is not how you get on trees. This is what monkeys do. No, this is different, said the animals. This is sport. It's more serious, yes. You have to climb. You have to take your claws. Olympiade. Like the human beings. The eagle said, I don't know. But then he tried it. It took him half a day to climb on top of the tree. And it was very difficult. He was totally exhausted and never wanted to attend any Olympiade again. It's a long story. But to make it short, the monkey died when he tried to swim. There were terrible accidents. I don't want to tell it. It's a courtesy. Yes. Yeah. Just because some people try to be what they were not. To build a community, you only need one thing. A spiritual community. Faith in Krishna. What you do, that what you can do, you do. And it's a question of good organization to just bring it all together. And all of us together can be wonderful. Once Krishna wanted to ride on an elephant. But there was no elephant. Slon. So all the gopis got together. Please, you can laugh in a second, but now just stay with us, you know, not because of words we should lose the point, you know. Yeah. It's too high. I will not tell it, because this is, when you laugh before this, this is a saint, a very divine subject because of words. The point is clear. If everyone does something on the, you know, where they belong, then it's wonderful. And together we can do something wonderful. I 100% believe that we can make a wonderful project here. So I don't want to leave you anymore. You want to talk to each other, I can understand, and eat. So will you please do this? I'm very, very happy to be amongst you. And I wish you all the best.
više zadržavati, da vidim da želite da razgovarate i da jedete tako želite.
We have some very interesting lectures coming up. They will require a little concentration because they have very deep points. But we can do it. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna.